Welcome, everybody. Shir number 814, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so an interesting, very, very beautiful, interesting thing that was brought to my attention by a Chashuv Dekar Rav, B'Shem the Chafetz Chaim, that in reference to the Baron of Foshes, which we've been talking about, basically we finished with it, but we went on to the Bracha Me'in Shalosh, right, and so on. But in reference to the Baron of Foshes, when we say the words, the various different words which we spoke about, what each part means, but when we say the word that Hashem created a person, we say Baron Nefoshes Rabbis v'ches Reinan, depending on a person's minig, nun, or mem, whatever the case is. So we spoke about at that time, it's depending on the bread or depending on fruits, but the word basically means deficiencies. In other words, needs, deficiencies. And the Chofetz Chaim explains it very beautiful what is this bracha all about? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with deficiencies so that we could build a kesher with him. We could build a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, for example, the Chofetz Chaim says over there that, for example, in reference to the nachash, in reference to the snake. So the Hashem said, right, the snake is going to eat the nachash. He's going to sit and eat the dirt from the floor. So he's going to eat the dirt. So that's really a klala, that's a curse. So the person might think, what do you mean? There's dirt all over. He'll have dirt forever, and he'll never lack in food. So explains the Chofetz Chaim that's the biggest klala, that's the biggest curse that could be, because of the fact that he's always going to have that same dirt wherever he goes. He's never have to come on to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's never have to come on to Hashem, ask Hashem, and build a relationship with Hashem, talking to Hashem and asking a Kodesh Baruch Hu for his needs. And that in itself, that is the biggest curse that could be. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Kaviyachol, you know, here's your dirt, take your dirt, here's your food, go, you know, take it, and as they say in English, take it and choke on it. It's not, I don't want to have anything to do with you, and that's it. So he explains that the biggest bracha a person could have is having these deficiencies, these whereby we need the food, we need panasa, we need food, we have to come on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly. We make that bracha, we make that beautiful bracha of Rabbis v'chasrenin, that a person was created with various different, many different deficiencies throughout, because of the fact, through these deficiencies, we now have to come on to Hashem. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have just created a person to have everything they need, and that's it. There's nothing that's lacking. They walk around with their, if you want to call it in Yiddish, the pekel, you know, their bag attached to them. I don't want to say the bad way, bag. I'm saying their bag of food, whatever the case is, and a person doesn't need food, a person doesn't need anything. They have what they need, and they go on living. So what's the point in living? The point is that we have to build a kesher, build a connection, a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to know, we constantly have to be asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our needs, for our food, not just in food, but parnasa, health, right, and health, children, shidduch, whatever it might be. We have to know, we see from this bracha how beautiful it is, that what it means, building the kesher. And there was also an interesting, very interesting thing brought to my attention that we say, it's like a quote, actually they bring down, it's a quote, that people think, you know, well, a person has a problem, so therefore you need tefillah. So it's, in other words, a person has to daven. The Hashem gives a person a problem, Rahman al-Islan, right? And so like this, I'm sorry, a person davens. In other words, how it goes, that tefillah wasn't invented. In other words, Hashem didn't make tefillah to get us out of problems. I have a problem, so therefore I have to daven. Rachman al-Zon, nobody should have any problems, but the problem's already there, so therefore I know I have to daven, I have to say tillim and ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu please to help us. No, it's the other way around. It's not that tefillah was created for the problem, but Hashem created the problem, so thereby we could use the tefillah to get close to Him. We could use the tefillah, the problem itself, and thereby we're going to be davening, we'll be using the tefillah to build the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, the problem was created, so thereby we'll be needing to have this tefillah, we'll have to say to him, we'll have to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and build this relationship between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore we say tefillah wasn't invented to get us out of problems, but we say problems were invented to get us into tefillah. So the same thing with this v'chasroinim, and these deficiencies which we have, brings us, in essence, brings us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, we want to put it in a perspective that we have the understanding. Nobody should ever have problems. Everybody should have their needs taken care of all the time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we have to know that we have to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before the problems come. That's not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu should come on to giving us the problems. We should always build that kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Baruch of Baruch Nefashis is all about. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us He created this. Not a Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us, but that is what the Chafetz Chaim explains in the bracha of Barei Nefashos, Rabbis v'Chesronim with various different deficiencies. Okay, so I just wanted to bring that up, but we have to keep in mind in general the fact that you know, we see how many things going on in the world, Bechlal. A person shouldn't wait for all these things to happen. A person should constantly be talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as much as possible, build a relationship. It doesn't only mean by davening. Of course, by davening, we say Tillim, all these things. But even a person could talk it. If I remember correctly, I heard the Chofetz Chaim used to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yiddish. That was his if you want to call in, how you call it, the Mamash Brach. In other words, that was the language that he spoke best in Yiddish. He would talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yiddish. He could talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in English. A person could talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any language. Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows all the languages, we understand that. And a person should use what they call their mama lashon, in other words, what they grew up with, whatever language a person speaks, if it's Hebrew, if it's Yiddish, if it's English, whatever it is, a person, besides the fact the regular davening and you know, and the regular brachas and the tillim and everything is wonderful, beautiful, but the person should build a relationship knowing that they're talking to Hashem, you know, in whatever language, like a child to a father, and ask Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, constantly thanking Hashem, of course, number one, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thanking Hashem constantly for what we have, number one, and number two, after that, of course, asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go further and continue giving us everything we have. We thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for everything we have, and please be Mamshech Vayter, and to try and specify, to, you know, to zoom in, not just a general, yeah, well, thank you for everything, and that's it. To try and specify as much as possible various different things, you know, obviously, Baruch Hashem, and all various different aspects of life. Okay, I just wanted to bring that out. We should taka bizoicha to build the kesher, build the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and thereby in understanding what the bracha Baruch Nefashis is all about, what tefillah is all about, and what the kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the wonderful, beautiful simcha that it brings about. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha, kol tuv.